Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another daily devotion. It's great to be together, great to open up God's Word. If it's your first time tuning in, we just pause for the afternoon and spend a bit of time in God's Word. And at the moment, we're working our way through 2 Peter. But before we turn there, I did just want to pause very quickly. And I don't know whether it's an announcement or what, I don't know, call it whatever you want. One thing I've been thinking about doing was maybe one day a week or a couple of days a week, possibly doing something a little bit different. Maybe having like a topical Tuesday or a theology Thursday or something like that. And maybe just dealing with some different subjects, possibly deal with some theological ideas or some topics that are of interest to you. And so if that's something that you think might be beneficial, if there's some ideas that you'd love to hear looked into briefly, I'd love to hear from you, so please send me some feedback. There's an email address at the end on the finished slide. Otherwise, if you've got my contact, you can flick me a message or send me an email or give me a phone call, whatever works. I'd love to hear your feedback and thoughts on that. And obviously, like and share these. It's really helpful to get it out there. We need as much Christian content on an internet filled with all sorts of bizarre stuff. So that would be of great use as well. Well, before we turn to the Word of God, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your Word. We pray that you would bless it to us, that you would use it to encourage our hearts, that we might know you and love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, if you've got your Bibles, if you want to turn to 2 Peter, I'll be reading from the ESV, verse 12 through to 15 this afternoon. Therefore, I intend always to remind you of these qualities, though you know them and are established in the truth that you have. I think it right, as long as I am in this body, to stir you up by way of reminder, since I know that the putting off of my body will be soon, as our Lord Jesus Christ made clear to me. And I will make every effort, so that after my departure, you may be able at any time to recall these things. Well, at the end of life, priorities tend to come to the forefront, don't they? If you've ever spent time with a person that's dying, often you'll hear them say things to those around them. You'll hear them talk to their family. They'll address their family and their friends, and they'll remind them of the things that are really important to them. They'll tell them maybe to make sure they love each other or to make sure they hold fast to Christ. And there'll be certain things that come out, and those things are often the things that have really been huge priorities in their own hearts or things they wish they would have made a priority, which is very common. You'll have people say, I wish I had had more time to do A, B, and C or to think about this or to meditate upon that. Please make sure, my children, that you don't do what I did. Well, there's a sense in which Peter is at that point in life. Now, he's not an old man. Well, he's not an old dying man of age, I should say. He's not sitting in a hospital bed with his family gathered around him. Rather, he's a veteran gospel minister, an apostle. And he's writing to the church the things that really matter to him, the things that he considers to be the fundamental things that the church gets right and does well. And so in this section here, he's really telling us why it's so important for us to make sure we focus on the right things. You know, yesterday we saw that there were these what he references here as qualities, or what the ESV writes as qualities. There were these qualities that the Christian needed to supplement his faith with. And of course, we saw that supplement wasn't increase faith or something like that, but rather having believed in Christ, we need to put on these things. And we remember that it was back that he said in verse 5, for this reason, supplement your faith with virtue, knowledge, self-control, steadfastness, godliness, brotherly affection, and love. And now he's explaining why he's happy to remind them of these things. Now, he knows that the people he's writing to are aware of these truths, And we see that in verse 12, don't we? In the second half of verse 12, he says, though you know them and are established in the truth that you have. In other words, you know these things, you've laid hold of these things, we've taught you these things, I taught you these things, and the other elders and the other ministers have exhorted you to these things. You've seen these things fleshed out in the scriptures. And yet, Peter says, I feel no shame. I'm very happy to go on reminding you, to go on exhorting you to these things. And, you know, the best teachers are just like Peter. They're happy to keep saying the same handful of things over and over again. And for many of us, I'm sure for many of you, we're in the same boat as those that Peter is writing to. We have received the truth, haven't we? Some of us have grown up in the church and received the truth our whole life. Maybe you've just recently come to the Lord and you've been following him for a year or two, and over the last year or two, you've received the truth and you've been being grounded in Christ. Well, whether you're an ancient in the faith or whether you're a new babe in the faith, you've received the truth. And for Peter and for me and for you, we should be happy. We should be happy to receive that truth again, to be established in that truth again, to be reminded of the place of these things. You see, the reality is we don't need new truths, but rather we need old truths pressed upon us freshly. Let me say that again. We don't need new truths, but we need old truths pressed upon us freshly. You see, no gospel minister is inventing anything anymore. Not since the time of the apostles have we had new revelation, but rather the gospel minister today takes what is of old in the scriptures and applies it freshly to the audience in front of him. And, you know, the sign of immaturity in a Christian, one of the signs of immaturity in the Christian, is that he or she strives after new, fancy things. They're not happy with the old things. They're not happy with the truths of the Word of God, the basic fundamental gospel. They want something fresh. They want something new. They want something profound. They want something deep, something mysterious. Well, for Peter, he'll have none of that. No, he wants to remind us of what's really important. He wants to remind us, like the grandfather in hospital, he wants to tell us to focus on the main things. And I guess this raises the question of, are we flourishing in the fundamentals of the faith? Are we flourishing in these fundamentals that Peter's reminding us of? I mean, see how important it is to Peter that he remind us of these things. Look at the different ways he says it. He says, therefore, I intend always to remind you of these qualities. I'm going to constantly remind you of them. It's not just a one-time reminder, but I'm going to keep reminding you. Beat on the same drum. And then he says in verse 13, I think it right. It's definitely not wrong for me to do this. As long as I am in this body, as long as I'm alive, to stir you up by the way of reminder. So as long as I'm living, I'm going to keep stirring the pot of your life to ensure that these truths go on. Keep on going in your life. Keep on producing. Keep on just regurgitating in your life, that these fundamentals would be like the cud to a cow that you would just chew on over and over again. And then again, he says in verse 15, I will make every effort so that after my departure, you may be able at any time to recall these things. I remember hearing Sinclair Ferguson on a YouTube sermon say that if you were to go to Scotland and ask any child what prayer is, the child, I mean, this is probably going back a while now, but that child would be able to recite from the Westminster Catechism, Shorter Catechism, what prayer is. Because they had been grounded in the fundamental aspects of the faith through this catechism, which is a question and answer thing. And, you know, we should be like that with the fundamental aspects of the faith. These qualities that he talks about, this supplementing of the faith with this godly character. Anyone should be able to come up to us and poke us, and these qualities kind of just ooze out of us, just come out of us. We should, without a moment's notice, be able to say, yes, I'm putting on virtue. Ah, yes, I'm grounded in Christ, and because I've got faith in Christ, I'm seeking to supplement my faith with these vital things, these things that are necessary for spiritual vitality. Is that you? Is that me? Are we so grounded in the fundamental aspects of the faith that anyone could ask you in the middle of town about the Christian faith and these things will come out? Or are we immature? Are we spiritual babes who have never spent the time feeding upon the fundamental aspects of our faith? You know, I think if there's one thing which is present in the church in the 21st century, it's an anti-intellectualism. It's this idea that you have your theology, you have your doctrine, I have a relationship with Jesus. Now, you know I'm not against a relationship with Jesus, and you and I both know that having a relationship with Christ is vital. Communion with God is essential. But it's not relationship only. It's not relationship and nothing else. No, it's relationship and growing in the fundamentals. And so how are you doing in that? How are you pushing into the fundamentals of the faith? Are you growing in your understanding of them? Do you tire of hearing them? You know what it's like when the preacher preaches a simple gospel message? Do you sort of yawn and wish he preached on something a little bit more exciting? You know, it's like, oh, it'd be great if he opened up something bizarre from Revelation or some weird Old Testament passage. He's just talking about the death of Jesus again. I've heard all this. Give me something fresh. Give me something exciting. You know, I remember at Covenant one time, I preached on a very, very basic passage, on a very basic topic, and just the pure, simple gospel. And one of our elders came up to me, and he said to me, and he was a very, very mature, wonderful, godly man, and he said to me, "Thank you so much for preaching the pure, simple gospel. That gospel message is just such good food for my soul." You know, it was that sense of he was just so happy to hear the fundamentals of the faith proclaimed again. And it just warmed his heart to hear them. And you know, there's nothing more really encouraging than that, to know that the basic truths are bearing fruit in the heart of people. And I just wonder, for you and for me, is that the state of our heart and soul and mind, that we get excited when we hear the basic things? We get excited when we hear the preacher open up the basic truths of the Word of God. You know, in a sense, Peter's really just joining all the other apostles, and so he says something that Paul also said. You know, Paul was writing to Timothy in 1 Timothy, and he's addressing this young gospel minister, and he's wanting to exhort him to faithfulness and to fulfilling his calling. And he wrote these words. He says, "Remain at Ephesus," so stay where you are ministering, "remain at Ephesus so that you may charge certain persons not to teach any different doctrine, not to devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies, which promote speculations, rather than the stewardship from God that is by faith." In other words, exhort these people to stop being carried away with new things and exhort them to teach the things which builds up the fundamental aspects of the faith. And that is exactly what Peter is doing here. He's taking these last days that he has left, and he's exhorting the people back to the fundamentals. He's reminding them of the truths of the gospel, that we are grounded in Christ, we walk in Christ, we put on Christ, we grow in Christ. And I guess for you and I, for you and me, that leaves us with the challenge of what are we feeding upon? What is your church teaching? Is your church teaching the fundamentals of the faith and the mysteries of the gospel, or is your church proclaiming the mystery of something else? And if you're a teacher, if you're a Bible study leader, if you're discipling someone, let me exhort you to follow Peter and do likewise, and to encourage other people in those important truths, in, as he says it, these qualities: virtue, knowledge, self-control, steadfastness, godliness, brotherly affection, love. You know, there's something actually very simplistic about the Christian faith. There's something very simplistic about it. Yeah, there are some hard things to grapple our head around, but really, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand the Christian faith, does it? It just takes obedience to what God has declared in his word. So let us lay hold of the teaching we've been given by the apostles. And as we work through 2 Peter, let's see that reminder, hear that reminder, and put that reminder into action. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for your word. Thank you for Peter and this reminder to us. And we pray that you'd help us not to grow tired of it, but to continue on in it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, thanks so much for tuning in again for another daily devotion. I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. And just a reminder, if you've got any ideas of any topics or anything you'd like to see opened up, flick them through to me, and I'd love to hear from you. Well, have a most blessed evening, and I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.